And this is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Payette. The head of Michigan's Department of Transportation will kick off Smart Commute Week in Traverse City this morning. Kirk Steidel was going to bike into the city from his cottage in Lake Leelanau, but he got rained out. Steidel says he did get a few rides in over the weekend around Leelanau County.
I went from here to Sutton's Bay on Saturday and from here into Fogarelli's for lunch yesterday.
And how do you find the roads for cycling?
Good. And actually, my son did a big loop all the way around South Lake Leelanau on Saturday, and he was remarking about how good they were for cycling. And he cycles a lot.
And would you say that's typical for Michigan, or how would you generally rate our infrastructure, our road infrastructure, for people that want to bike?
Well, you know, it varies, and I would encourage people to take a look ahead and see where they're going. Some roads are really bad. They're bad for cars, and they're, you know, worse for bicycles.
So people that promote smart commuting say we're seeing a fundamental shift in how people get around. Do you see a fundamental shift in how we get around?
Yeah, you know, there's pockets across the state that shift is happening, and people are really looking for different ways to move around, whether it's to get to work or, you know, to go out for entertainment or for recreation. In some areas of the state, it's not as progressive as other states or other areas are. And the Traverse City area clearly is leading the way with the amount of people that want to find another way to commute into work.
But calling it a fundamental shift would suggest that there's kind of a shifting at the core of how we organize our lives. Do you see that, or do you see just pockets of people, as you say, in places who are trying to ride buses more or bike more?
I would say that there is a greater number and a greater interest in the way people move around. I don't see a total wholesale shift where everybody is commuting differently. And I think there's probably more than we've ever seen in our lifetime, and I think that's going to continue. But I think in the end of the day, fundamentally, people are still going to have an automobile, and they're still probably going to ride. They're going to drive that into work. If you think about January, February, that was really the only way you're going to get to work, or you probably were going to freeze. Now there are still some hardcore bikers that are going to go, you know, every day of every week. But I think that's still going to be a small percentage.
Now, as the legislature is trying to come up with more money to fix our road system, I see there's a disagreement about whether increased funding should also mean increased funding for alternative forms of transportation. What is the administration asking for in that regard?
Well, the administration is supportive of all modes of transportation, and we've been pushing for a long time that said any funding that we provide for transportation, roads, bridges, airports, highways, transit systems, rail systems, it all needs to be included. There's a formula established in the law right now about how that gets distributed, and we've been fully supportive of making sure that we stick with that, because at the end of the day, when we've done surveys across the state about what people want in their transport system going forward, they want more options of how to get around, and they want greater choices and greater access to all of those options as well. So we see it as fundamental that in the urban areas, we've got to have good, solid transit. In fact, that's why you saw the governor use a lot of his political capital to get the Regional Transit Authority in Detroit set up. It's been too long. We need to have this. You know, most of the major areas in the state, in fact, all major areas in the state have transit. We have transit in all 83 counties, and there are 78 different agencies that provide it.
But I suppose what some members of the House are saying is that when we have bridges in disrepair and roads in the state they're in, that maybe at that point, since cars are the primary way we get around, we need to focus on that.
Yes, they are. But I think you have to look more than just today. You know, we do need to make sure that all the bridges are open and standing up. We also have to make sure that we have the transport system that efficiently moves people and goods. So the goods part is definitely going to be in here in northern Michigan by truck. It's going to be going over those bridges. We've got to make sure that those are standing up. But at the same time, I think it's always worthwhile to think a bit towards the future and think what else should we be providing to make sure that we are the place that everybody wants to come and live in.
And do you think you can talk the House into that?
We're working on that. I think there's a number of members that, as you said, would prefer to make sure we spend all the money on roads and bridges. But there's an equal number that have said, or actually more than equal number that have said, no, we need to fund our urban areas as well, and we need to fund transit across the state.
All right. Well, Kirk, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Kirk Steidel directs Michigan's Department of Transportation. He's speaking this morning at the Smart Commute Week events in Traverse City. And those are being organized by TART Trails in Traverse City. You can find them at traversetrails.org. This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio.